Hi, this is Tom Ruger, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Oh, my.
This is Neil Ross, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Beep, beep.
Enough with the gratuitous cameos.
I'm Joe Kramer, composer of Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Your mission, should you choose to accept it, is to listen to this podcast from the GeekCast Radio Network.
Ah, yes. It is that time again, my Predacons, to be a part of something, something special, something called GeekCast Radio. And if you're unfamiliar, this is the time of year for the year to end. Yes. So join your cantankerous hosts, Steve Megatron and TFG1 Mike, as they discuss various things from 2018 on the Year in Review podcast.
Get off my lawn, Megatron.
Oh, bloody hell. Bite yourself.
Why would... what? Why would I bite myself? Oh, God. Go play with your rubber ducky, Megatron.
You play with more than that.
No, I don't, thank you.
Wow, Megatron. Just go home. Finish your drink and go home.
Go home to Barney. Take care of him, Megatron.
Be doing more than tapping that ass. No. Boom, boom.
So we're here, folks, and it is time once again for a year in review.
We have those every year?
No.
There was one year we skipped. We were like, no.
There was multiple years we skipped, and I almost wanted to skip this year. And then I'm like, no, we better do it.
But there's fun involved.
Yeah.
I mean, some not fun, but yeah, some fun.
Well, okay, so the network stuff. 2018 is our lowest year for interviews.
Not surprising.
So, for
life
those of you...
Life is hard.
Life is hard, and it needs to stop knocking on our door. For those of you that don't know, I've been trying to ramp up our interviews every year since we started almost 10 years ago now. And this year, well, I actually have a life now, so it sometimes cannot be helped that things just kind of get away from me. I'll say this. It is our probably most lowest year to year one. In year one, we had Larry Kenny, David Kay, Gary Chalk. Those were That was it. Those were the three interviews for the first year of the network. 2010, we had close to maybe 10 or 12 interviews, and so on and so forth. And the goal has always been to increase that as the years progress. And normally interviews happen, obviously, throughout the year, because you look at those three interviews, or you look at the first five interviews we did, five or six, September of 09, December of 09, January, February, April, May, and then August of 2010, kind of a thing. And this year, I would like to thank Tom Ruger, who I've been trying to get an interview with him for about 10 and a half years now. Tom Ruger came on and talked about the 25th anniversary of Animaniacs and 30th anniversary of A Pup Named Scooby-Doo, as well as all the other stuff the man has done. And then Neil Ross returned for a second interview.
Yep.
And we talked about... Go ahead.
Which I got to be a part of this time.
Yes. Which we talked about his book, Vocal Recall, A Life in Radio and Voiceovers. Very, very good book, folks. If you've ever watched Transformers Generation 1 or any of the other stuff Neil has done, or if you had listened to him way back when on the radio... Go get the audiobook for this, because it's just an amazing, amazing story. So thank you to Tom, and thank you to Neil. I'm hoping next year we get more interviews. Again, time and life and
time life.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, bad joke.
If you'd like these CDs sent to you by mail, send check COD to, you know.
I used to see those when I was watching Transformers.
Uh-huh. You know what's funny? I end up falling asleep to certain things. And most of the things I fall asleep to now are crime shows like Forensic Files or anything on Investigation Discovery. And I've mentioned this before on this podcast and others on the network. Every now and then I'll fall asleep to something else, but it's very rare nowadays that I'm up anywhere between midnight and 4 a.m. seeing any of those old or even newer versions of those old, you know, music CD set, you know, like Cool Rock. If you want this, call 1-800 da 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 da. You know, the old music collection things, because everything music is now digital these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2018, the year that offended everybody, including those who offended the offenders, I would say. 2018 has been one hell of an odd year, even though it's even numbered, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would kind of agree with that.
I mean, it's just odd. Like, you know, a few years ago, people cried the Dogs of War, cried Havoc Dogs of War about the Starbucks, you know, multicolor holiday cups or whatever. And now they're complaining about, baby, it's cold outside.
I love that Shatner's, like, the one to be like, I'll put them in their place. Because he's like, I'm 89 years old. I don't give them.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that dude is awesome.
Yes, he is, very much so.
Because he's like, even in the article I was reading, he's like, if you have nothing better to do than complain about, you know, an old freaking Christmas song, you know, he's like, you have to read it in the context of when it was written.
Yeah.
And then I saw somebody reply to Shatner, and I thought that this was just priceless. And I may actually send you this graphic because I made it ahead of time.
Okay.
Because I thought it was funny. And honestly, I would post it regardless. Somebody said to the effect of context, the ability to play of adults to place words into their intended meanings are when originally said or written, instead of interpreting from within their own bubble of predetermined butthurt. So yeah, I'll have to send that to you just because I think it's humorous.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it should go in the post, but that goes with a lot of things, though.
Yeah.
To be fair, because, like you said, 2018 has been the year of butthurt, and people have complained about everything from superheroes to movies to who's cast to who's directing to who's writing to representation to, and I'm not even trying to get political on this or like right left or any of that garbage, but people just are offended by everything without the ability to discern whether it's, you know, whether it's something that's warranted for butthurt. Like, it's not even, like, people are just making a mountain out of a molehill because they want to be offended.
Like, there was an article that came out earlier this year. And again, I already referenced Baby, It's Cold Outside, and basically the reason why that even came up was because a radio station in Ohio decided to ban it from their Christmas playlist this year.
You know, there was another station that decided to play it on loop for, like, hours, just to be funny.
Yeah, you know what station that was?
One in Boston?
No. WAKY in Kentucky. I actually know two of the guys that did that.
Was it,
Chris Randolph and Joe Fidelli.
That's funny.
Yeah.
We get offended just for you.
Exactly. So, okay, another thing about the offending is, you know, like you were saying, it's little things. Like, the fact that they want to regenderize or make gender neutral or whatever the term is for...
You mean like snow person? I saw that one earlier this year too.
Yeah, well...
I was like, really? Like, really?
Okay, so...
It's a context thing.
Yeah, I wasn't going to get into this, but I'll get into it. What is it called? So a term, I guess, that came up last year going into this year was gender fluid.
It's been around longer than that. But
okay,
yeah.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying from this article that I'm looking at, this was posted. Where's the date?
Ability to become silly putty on a whim.
Mm-hmm. People call for Father Christmas to be renamed Person Christmas. So, okay. Look. Look, people. Really? Seriously? I understand, and I'm all for gender equality and race equality and all that stuff. But there are certain traditions you don't change. Like, if you want to move Robert E. Lee's statue down the street, fine, whatever, I don't care. But there are certain things you just don't, like, Santa Claus. He's a jolly old white-bearded elf that lives at the North Pole. He has a wife, he supposedly has children, has reindeer, has elves, has Sam the Snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, all this stuff.
And he's not even real.
Oh, Lord. You're one of those. Really?
What?
Okay. Okay, so, you know, and he brings presents to the good little boys and girls all around the world. Like, why would you change his gender? Why would you change it, or why would you make him genderless? Like, Person Christmas? Really? Seriously? That's like saying...
If they're going to go this route, you know, it almost is like, why do they call him Superman? Why do they call him Batman? Why do they call him, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like you're just saying, exactly. My analogy for the geekdom world is like, we're no longer going to make Optimus Prime a Prime. He's going to be Optimus whateveramus, and he's going to be just a person Prime. He's not going to be a boy Prime. He's going to be a person Prime. And he's going to be, you know... Look, there are certain father figures, there are certain mother figures, there are certain whatever figures in cultural history, pop culture, geek culture, whatever, throughout history, that just nothing... I'm so tired of this stuff like, oh, history's wrong, so we should change it and erase it. And I'm like, no, don't erase
it. It's the context thing.
I know. I understand it's the context thing. Well, get the context through your fucking heads, people.
Anyway.
I don't know. It's one of those things, like you just said, Santa Claus doesn't exist, he's not even real, and that made me think of what I hope is the final Donald Trump thing I saw this year that supposedly, you know, he's offending everyone again.
Nothing new.
Right, but okay, so... You know that they have this, I guess it's a 1-800 number where you can call the NORAD track Santa thing to find out. Okay, so some little 7-year-old girl called it up, and somehow she got to talk to President Trump, and he said something along, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't have any, I just remember it off the top of my head kind of thing, but I am paraphrasing, so it's probably not exactly what he said, but... You're 7 and you still believe in Santa, or do you still believe in Santa at 7? Isn't that kind of marginal? And I know the isn't kind of marginal thing is part of what he said, because everybody's making jokes now like, oh, this is marginal, that's marginal. And I'm like, oh, God. Why can't we just live? This is not the world I grew up in. Like, I feel like the world that we live in now is not, and I know it's not, the world that it was 30 years ago. Most people will get this. You may or may not get it. I feel like we are now living in the world of Counterpart, the new TV series on Stars starring J.K. Simmons, where somehow the world has split and it's two different worlds, and somehow we're on the wrong world.
People tend to do desperate things when they learn about their other versions.
We're on the Bizarro world or something, because... I don't know, man. It just seems like nobody has any common sense anymore. And I know it's been building to this. It's not just this year. It's been every year for the past whatever. But, oh my God.
You want to hear something I thought was very profound?
Sure.
I was listening to, I don't even remember what podcast it was. I listen to a lot of them now that I am back in the workforce, and I have to do something to keep my brain busy while I'm doing the physical part of the job. Mm-hmm. But they essentially said that social media isn't the problem. Like, it essentially just helped the people that are morons to show their true colors.
Yeah.
Much easier. Like, I get it. Like, people want to, you know, voice their opinions and everything else, but it more or less helped the people that are a-holes show their true colors to the entire world.
Yeah.
While the people that are actually nice show that they're actually nice. And then when you watch the fact that everybody more or less is kind of spiteful and mean, even when they're trying to take a side on something, like, instead of being kind of productive and constructive with their criticisms, they're downright mean and vulgar on it. And you know, you kind of get what I'm saying there, like, not you know. So social media, all it's done is help people air the fact that they're dicks. Yeah. Like, publicly, and that's really all it's done.
Yeah, I mean, it, the internet has given the a voice to the voiceless, like, you know.
Which it has, and it's been good for that.
And it has, and it hasn't. It, you know, some things, like you just said, some things are good about it and some things aren't. I have found this way somehow between Twitter and Facebook to, I'm going to use the term, I don't care, marginalize some of the negativity that I see. I try my best not to see a lot of negative stuff. You know, and I try my best to be positive, but there are just certain things where I'm like, I have to put my foot down, or I have to just say, why can't we just be, you know, responsible people for once? And I'm very irresponsible, don't get me wrong. I've done a lot of irresponsible bull stuff in my lifetime, but there are just certain things that just don't affect me the way they affect everybody else. Like the news about Baby It's Cold Outside, my first reaction was, really? Seriously? Kind of thing. Like it was more incredulous than I got offended or whatever. I don't care. I don't listen to the radio at Christmas time. I don't listen to the radio half the time anyway anymore, but especially at Christmas time, I can't handle the radio. As much as I love certain radio stations, I cannot handle a 24/7 3 or 4 or 5 week run through of all Christmas music. I can handle certain Christmas songs here and there throughout the season, but all day long on a loop, no thank you.
I get it.
I don't know, man. It just seems like it. I don't know.
Just cold outside, man. It's just cold.
Yep. That's right.
I can't help it.
It's cold in this country. Of course, it's colder up north there in Canada, and we can't even go to Mexico anymore because, you know, some GoFundMe person is gonna raise. I think that have you seen that GoFundMe thing?
I honestly don't care.
I know you. I'm sure you don't care, but I'm just asking. Have you seen it? Like, I'm giving my wife, Karen, I'm giving my wife, like, daily updates, like, oh yeah, that GoFundMe campaign by the veteran is up to like 11 million. Oh, today it's up to 13 million. And I'm like, okay.
I have thoughts on it, but I'm going to keep those to myself, to be honest.
I understand the purpose and whatever.
I understand the purpose too, but it's not going to do any good.
Right.
Either way.
Well, the reason why I know it's not going to do any good is because a week after that I first saw that, I saw an article that I shared on Facebook about the House of Representatives gave Trump $5 billion or something, an additional $5 billion into some budget or whatever, saying that the wall could be built. I'm like, look, honestly, we don't need to be building walls for anything. We need to be tearing walls down. We need to be more inclusive, less exclusive. Like, the whole point of the American dream is for people to at least come into this country legally, kind of thing, but I don't know. It's just crazy. Anyway, year in review for GCRN. Year 9's website design
is the same as last year. And it sucks.
You said it, not me. You're the designer.
I can't say that because it's fallen apart gradually over the last year.
Is anybody even listening to this? Is this on? Is this thing on?
I know at some point people listen.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I just don't know where.
Yeah, probably anywhere but the website, most likely. Yeah,
anywhere but the site.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wants to go anymore. That will change, though.
Oh, yes. Because year 10, version 10.0, as I would like to call it. I don't care what the actual version is. Well, but since it's year 10, it should be 10.0.
That's basically what it is. so with just that... there will be the capability, there's going to be multiple things. Plus, this is going to be tablet and smartphone friendly, unlike the old site. The old site's not terrible with it, but it's not organized. So in that sense, like, the new site's going to be very nice for people in that. It's much faster to load. There's a lot more to do. We're going to have a newsletter on there so people can kind of stay up to date and subscribe to it. They're weekly updates. They're not going to be spammy updates. So nobody will have to worry about that. I don't personally like the daily thing.
Yeah, no.
The podcast will be on the main page as usual. We'll have, activities that are coming up on the site, like big events, posted on the main page, consistently throughout the year. There'll be a spot in the podcast area for like back catalog, listening purposes. So like kind of a random slot, there'll be a couple of like little, ad things in there, and we'll have an occasional like sponsored post here or there. Reviews will be on the main page, articles, the most recent, interviews. We will have video content featured. So like all of the things that like Dan or myself or anybody else has done on, our YouTube channel will be on the website as well as like news and various other things on the site. We'll have content submission area, partner program back again. We'll have multiple ways to subscribe. There's an entire page that tells you how to subscribe on every platform to every show, which I have painstakingly gone through. So there's multiple ways to contact us for various reasons, whether it's advertising, you know, site errors, you know, press release needs or anything like that. So there's a lot going to the new site. Plus, when we live stream on the YouTube channel, you'll be able to watch it on the main site on a specific button. All the interviews ever are much better organized, you could say, in a particular area. The articles are all under articles, like reviews are under reviews. There's no like more confusing. I mean, you can still get to the categories, but it's not as confusing as it once was. And then we're, you know, all of our social platforms. Plus we're going to have like a membership capability on the site, which I've gone back and forth with over the last year. It's not going to be like a substantial amount. It's completely optional. It's just, it's more so to provide, exclusive content as far as like maybe some behind the scenes stuff that gets recorded that we're not going to put out there. Unless it's like to a specific like hidden feed or maybe some like commentaries, maybe bonus content that's, you know, user selected based on specific behind the scenes polls or something. It's there's a lot of plans in that area as well. And so it's just it's kind of like the donate thing, but it's a way to support us and kind of keep it in-house rather than having to deal with like a, say a Patreon or something else. And we have like HTTPS this year too. So, which I'm pretty excited about because this will be the first time. And the site is like so much faster and it looks nicer and it's so much more polished, than any of the previous sites, but it's still got kind of like an old school vibe to it. In some areas, so I'm enjoying it, which honestly has been difficult for me with any of the designs that we've done since like maybe year three.
Yeah,
I've gotten bored with them all. This one I've actually had started in April of 2018 and been working on consistently since, and then of course with my layoff it kind of delayed things a lot, because I was going hardcore at the site for a while. And then I've reorganized things, and there's some big plans, you know, some new things that are going to be coming. I know on Altered Geek, we're going to have some, big variety of interview guests, that will be guesting on the podcast for sections of the show. So a lot of stuff for 2019.
Very cool. Yeah, I've got a lot of plans as well for various shows and things like that. I will be bringing back on the feed more so than on the website from the Command Center, because we'll be starting our coverage of the Power Rangers comics over at Boom Studios, finally, after I think I announced doing that like when the Boom Studios announcement first was done back in 2015, so it's been 3 or 4 years. It's been 3 or 4 years for a lot of things, folks. I'm sorry. I promised the TFG2 podcast in 2014, and that still hasn't happened, and I don't know when it will. But people probably, most likely, would have or will soon already have heard our Soul of the Dragon comic review.
Which, if you haven't checked out that, you need to.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. A lot of things. We're going to do M-Wire's coming back. It's going to be a 10-episode limited run, 10 or 12. Basically, it'll go to a monthly format where we can do one movie a month kind of thing. Kevin and I have got Tooncast. Tooncast is going to be off the rails. It's back, folks, and it's celebrating 10 years just like the network is. We are crazy. We're going to be doing something called After Tunes, and the show will run 5 days a week. Each day will be 5 episodes of a different cartoon that we have not covered by episode before, so it eliminates need of separate shows, like a separate podcast for the Thundercats 85 series, or a separate show for Voltron, or a separate... No, it's all under Tooncast, and it's... There's more details coming soon and all that. Which what?
Which we kind of talked about earlier this year.
In the history
that
episode.
Which things were going to be consolidated. Just to make it easier that they're going to be, you know, they'll be review shows within other shows so that we're not creating another feed. But we'll also have regular content in those feeds as well. So it won't be just a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean... For Tooncast specifically, all of these weekday afternoon things are going to have their own titles, but it's basically going to be Tooncast episode number, whatever episode number it is, kind of a thing. But they're all going to have a theme, and they're all going to run for a certain amount of time, and then it'll be something else.
But yeah, I mean, I'm super, super excited for what's to come.
I am too.
In the new year, and yep. Yeah, it's going to be spectacular.
That's right.
Yes.
And like we always do every year in review show, we do talk about some of the celebrities that have left us in that year. There have been a lot this year. Jerry Van Dyke, Dick Van Dyke's brother. Most people will know him as Luther on the TV series Coach. With Craig T. Nelson. John Mahoney, most people will know him as Frasier's dad, Martin Crane, on the Frasier series.
I didn't know he died.
Yeah, we lost Art. Go ahead.
I was wondering about him.
Yep. We lost R. Lee Ermey, Most people will know him. Most people will know him as the drill sergeant in Full Metal Jacket. Other people will know him as the head voice of the head army guy in the Toy Story films. Harry Anderson from Night Court. He passed away. Vern Troyer passed away. Mini-Me is gone.
Sadly. Yeah, I knew he died.
Yep.
Unfortunately.
Barbara and George H.W. Bush both passed away within the same years. Within months of each other. Like, she passed away earlier this year, and he passed away, like, a month or two ago. As of this recording.
Which is sad.
Yeah, it's very sad. Margot Kidder, who was the original Lois Lane in the Christopher Reeve Superman film. She was in three of those, I believe. There's just been a lot. It's just crazy. And
we lost one really big one, too.
Oh, yeah. And I want to save that for the end. Aretha Franklin, Robin Leach. I mean, the guy that did, you know, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, he's no longer with us. May all these people rest in peace. But the big one, that we dedicated a whole episode to last episode was Stan Lee.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Yep. And people wonder, I know certain people, certain friends of mine, a specific friend of mine that I'm not going to oust this person directly, but has said in the past, oh, why do we mourn celebrity deaths, or why do we mourn the... Because take a look at Stan Lee. The man created Spider-Man along with Steve Ditko, he continually gave us content over the last, I don't know, 60 some odd years at this point. He was head of Marvel at one point, you know, all of his cameos, but I just recently, it was the last episode of The Pullbag for 2018, episode 334. First time I ever read Amazing Fantasy 15, which is the debut of Spider-Man. I wasn't alive when that happened. I was born 20 some odd years later from 62, kind of thing. And, wow. Just, I can only imagine, and I understand why now a lot of people that grew up being introduced to that, why they are here, not why they are here, where they have come because of that. And as someone who barely read comics as a kid, I read them here and there, but I wasn't like a diet, not like I am now, where I read them all the time, obviously, because I'm doing the Pullbag, but I also do read them for enjoyment, but it's mostly for the podcast as well. Reading that for the first time was like, oh wow, I get to go back in a time capsule and see what Stan Lee and Steve Ditko created, and that was just super cool. Everything he has always said, there's one thing, and I may or may not put it in this. I've been putting it in a lot of podcasts lately whenever we do talk about Stan Lee. He talks about what Marvel strives to do, kind of thing. And he was always a stand-up guy in my mind. And the reason why we mourn over celebrities who have passed is because they've touched our lives in one way or another. I mean, when Robin Williams died, the entire world faded for a while. Like, it was because that man touched so many lives, kind of a thing.
And I get it. Like, there's two different sides to that. There's the, you know, the person that feels bad, you know, mm-hmm. that this has happened, they can't believe it, you know, they've created all these things that I hold dear, that I enjoy, that I love. And then, you know, just to have them ripped out and just gone, that creative force is gone. The other hand of it, too, I see is, like, no, you didn't personally know them, but you get to have elements of them in their creative works.
Yeah.
And so while I don't necessarily agree that, like, people should be, like, bawling their eyes out over them unless they actually knew them, I could see the feeling that goes into that from people that you know, we've lost this creative power, and you get the feeling that you know them because they've written so much of their life into their creative work.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's either way, it sucks. Like, it's just fact of life that it has to happen. But
I've lost a lot of people in my lifetime, in my, you know, family and that kind of thing. Like, both sets of my grandparents have been gone now. My mom passed away almost 4 years ago. And the thing of it is it's not necessarily crying my eyes out over a celebrity or anything like that. It's more of, I view death as a celebration of life. Like, when my mom passed, I was not going to have this sad, sappy wake where everybody cries. I would rather go to the beach up in go to Plymouth Beach up in Massachusetts and have a party and be not necessarily happy that she's gone, but like I said, celebrate her life, be, you know, happy with the family and yada yada yada. Same thing applies for me with the celebrities. Like, hence why we do the remembrances or the tributes to, like, the one we did for Stan Lee or the one we did for Casey Kasem or Robin Williams or whatever. It's to celebrate their lives and how they touched our lives. Kind of a thing. So, we've had a lot of moments in 2018. Personally, podcast-wise, all that good stuff. Favorite moment of 2018 for you?
Pass. No, I'm just playing. It could have been better. I would have to say, like, being able to, despite my layoff, being able to have, like, basically a month off from work,
yeah,
and still get paid. And getting to go on vacation and come back with a job. So, but other than that, I would probably say just working on the new site. I think that's that, and the direction that Altered Geek and Geekcast Radio are both collectively taking over the next year. I'm super excited for it, and I have high hopes of things to come, and I just hope that the fruition of them. Especially after going over years of notes, and I do honestly mean years of notes,
yes,
because I've gone over our old meetings, and there were things that we
should have done that we should didn't have done do
years ago,
exactly,
that are in this new site, yep. And there are things that, had we gotten on the bandwagon when we came up with the ideas, we would have been ahead of the curve. But yeah, because we didn't, we're actually playing catch up. But I have a feeling some of the things that we're doing on the new site will actually be ahead of the curve still, even though they were ideas from way back when. So I'm excited.
Absolutely. Personally, I don't know. The wife and I have had a rough year. We've consistently had to fight for medical coverage. That's a long, drawn-out story that nobody wants to hear. And this last time, it's so stupid. I got approved. They said, oh, you're approved from this date to this date next year when you have to recertify, because through state Medicaid, you have to recertify every 6 months or whatever. So I'm like, okay, cool. I don't have to worry about this for 6 months. We go on our honeymoon, which was a year in waiting, come back to several different pieces of mail saying, you no longer have coverage. I'm like, what changed in 11 days from the time you approved me to the time you say I now no longer have? Nothing changed. So I have to fight that still, and I'm still working on that. Karen and I did go on our honeymoon. We went out to Yahuts, Oregon. Very, very beautiful out there. It was a fun, relaxing time. Of course, getting there and getting home wasn't so relaxing because the airport, you know, any airport wants to make it difficult on you. I don't know. Podcast-wise, just recording with everybody, as many people as I was able to record with, doing stuff with Ryan, aka At Night Beat on Twitter.
Doing stuff with Amy, Nicole, and Heather, doing stuff with you, everybody, just getting stuff done. Next year, there's a lot coming. I mentioned earlier about Tooncast. Optimus Solo and I are going to basically kill ourselves to get this done, people. We're probably going to spend the first 6 months of 2019 getting at least 50 or more episodes recorded and ready to go, and we will launch episode 230 of Tooncast on June 1st of next year, celebrating 10 years of the podcast and obviously the network. The pull bag, I'll say this right now, I'm trying to be more diverse, but I'm also trying to still go with what I've been covering over the years. I'm going to cover two different Venom series, which haven't done a lot of Marvel, but I'm going to be doing a lot of Marvel next year. TMNT Ghostbusters 2, Devocracy, at some point, probably at the end of January, there's going to be a special episode on the IDW Shannon Wheeler illustrated book, Shit My President Says, which is basically the illustrated tweets of Donald J. Trump by the time he joined Twitter up until the time he got inaugurated. So that's going to be interesting, to say the least. We'll do gem stuff. March is going to be Mighty Morphin March, so we're going to be doing more Power Rangers coverage, all that good stuff. There will be more episodes, general episodes of Geekcast Radio, where if it's Steve and I or whomever, just coming on and talking about how our week was or whatever, kind of a thing. Because I know you have more focused stuff on Altered Geek, but GCR, I'm just going to make it a free-for-all. And whoever wants to come on and talk about a topic can.
As it should be.
Yep, absolutely. Yep.
I plan on doing more interviews on Altered Geek to kind of diversify or add some content to it, as it were, which would be separate episodes. They would just and they're not going to necessarily be like actors or people like that. It'll be people just geeking out about various things with us. So whoever may be on with me or may not be, but it'll be interesting. So
cool.
And then I plan on getting back into all things Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
I have some plans for that as well, in its revival and in return. So I'm excited to be heading in that direction as well. And Future Perfect will be back to review content since it's more or less not been around. and it's not that I haven't wanted to. It's just I've not had time on either front. But there's with the Trek shorts, I just didn't feel like it was necessary to review the shorts until I bring the show back to do the first episode return for season 2. And then start covering all the news and all that fun stuff again. Yeah. And then there's a possibility I may resurrect some idea I've had for another show. But we'll see how it goes.
Cool. There are some things we didn't end up finishing. There are some things we didn't end up continuing. Hopefully at some point we can do more Podcaster Meets World, which is our Boy and Girl Meets World podcast. Hopefully at some point Michael Wilson and I can finish up Palka, which is the Phineas and Ferb show, but I don't know. I'm playing everything by ear at this point.
And that's, I feel like that's probably the best policy, just honestly throwing that out there, because we're all constantly busy.
Oh, yeah.
And to guarantee, you know, this is coming out. And like, I've done it on Altered Geek, like, enough times over the past year. The only reason I'm mentioning the interview thing is because, like, that's pretty concrete. I've got the emails, I've got the names, I've got, you know, the information. It's just a matter of, like, setting up times to record with these people. So,
yeah.
So I'm very excited about that front. There's going to be a variety of nice incentives for people on the site. There's which will be helpful too. I'm looking forward to a lot of the shows that are returning and guesting on a lot of stuff, as much as I'm hosting various shows. So it's going to be a lot of fun this year, I think, especially with the year 10 celebration. We'll have the top 100 wrestlers at some point this year, the fifth annual GCRN awards, which I'll have on the new site. I think it's still built. I just have to actually put the information in, but it's, there was a lot of finagling of getting old content to work in the new site. And, it's a lot simpler for me on this new site because it's clean, which is like the first time in years.
Yup.
So, and our entire back catalog will be back. Although some MP3s may not be fully functional when the site comes back, under the new site, it will still, we'll be working on that gradually as it goes, but we want to get the new site launched so that, it's a nicer interface.
Yeah.
So I am looking forward to that immensely, but, and we had a particular member, a friend of the network and of Altered Geek and variety of podcasts, Mike and I do, that gave us Team Bottoms Variety Hour back.
Yep. Haven't had it for a long time. I think since I produced it, we haven't had it. I don't even remember now.
I managed to purge that podcast from my hard drive, and it deleted from the server, and I thought I had a backup on another hard drive. I did not. It's going to be back because of this particular member, which we should probably give him credit because that would be the right thing to do.
Well, give him the credit already.
It's Bondo Mike.
No, it's not. It was Ostron, wasn't it, Brad?
Yeah.
That's not Bondo Mike.
Well,
no, I thought it was Brad Prime, Brad Ostron Prime.
I don't remember.
Brad Mull. I don't remember. You're supposed to know this stuff. He's the one that contacted you saying has the whole thing. I'm not editing this. What are you talking about? Edit this. Edit yourself. Hey, look at us having fun on a podcast. We haven't done that in a while. God.
Yeah it was Brad Mull.
Yeah, see, I knew that.
I was looking at my Twitter. There's a reason why you have one screen open and another screen open. Yes, it was Brad.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, Ostron. Mm-hmm. So yes, he had the entire back catalog of Team Bottomus.
Very cool.
So I've re-uploaded them. They're on our Spreaker at the moment, so you can listen to the entire feed. But it's not going to be posted to like iTunes or anywhere else. It'll just be pretty much Spreaker and GeekCastRadio.com.
Yeah, because that show has been retired for a long time, and I don't know if Optibotomus wants to bring it back. I don't know. He's had a lot of life changes. He's in a very good place right now in his life, and I'm not sure. Like, I don't know. Stuff has changed since that show has...
Well, there's a lot of stuff that's changed on the network since a lot of shows have been on, so...
True.
So, yeah. It's been fun. Yeah. So...
Yep. Lots of cool things coming up for us here at Geekcast Radio Network coming up in 2019, our 10-year celebration. Holy crap, it's been 10 years. We are so old. I've listened back to several old episodes because I was writing up this blog of 10 years of me kind of thing. Because, as I said in one other episode, nobody's talking about me right now, so why don't I just talk about myself? So I'm trying to condense, which it's like 6 or 7 pages long right now. I'm trying to get the last 10 years into whatever, and I'm like, oh wow, some of these old episodes, we sound so young. Like, I pretty much sound the same, but you sound a hell of a lot younger in ATTF episode 9 than you do right now.
That's because my voice changed over the years. the voice changed. Yes. Because I did more Megatron voices in Joker, so it ruined me.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I did finally, which I can't do it in my house because it's too loud and I'll wake everybody up because of when I record. But I did finally figure out how to do Joker's laugh.
Oh, sweet.
I was pretty proud of it because I was like, you know, you're a crazy person when you talk to yourself in the car, but in different voices and, yep. and you have the characters arguing. So yeah, if it were like Mark Hamill doing it, he would, you know, look slightly more sane than me.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, he also did it down the way to his stuff at Warner Brothers for the Joker. So,
yeah,
yeah.
2018, it has been a year. I guess that's gonna do it for us. There's not much else to talk about. If people notice, if you go back and listen to other year in review shows, you'll notice that
there's a lot more information too.
Yeah, there's more information, less lists. I cut out all of our top five lists this year, like the albums for me, the TV, the movies, the video games, the comics, because number one. We recorded this within 2 days of actually deciding that we were going to do it. Number two, I haven't kept up with, like, I'm watching less and less stuff on TV. That, like, I'm keeping up with Flash and all that and whatever else and everything. But, like, I end up just falling asleep at 7 o'clock at night to Forensic Files, waking up at 3 a.m. and just playing Bingo Blitz on Facebook or something. I don't know. I'm doing a lot in real life right now, folks. So, watching certain programs on TV, it's like, I just need something to put me to sleep.
Yep.
So.
Yeah, I haven't paid that close of attention to a lot of things this year, so it's been different, so.
Yep. Very, very different.
But next year. Mm-hmm. Big things are coming.
That's what she said.
Wow. Now you gotta do like the Ferris Bueller. Ooh, chicka chicka.
Uh-huh. You just did it. I don't have to do anything now.
I know, it makes it so much easier.
Exactly. Unleash the Geek and you folks, be prepared for 10 years of GCRN next year. New site coming sometime in January. Unleash the Geek and you, and I guess we will catch you next time. You can find us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. I am at TF2 and Mike. What is your Twitter?
At SCP21.
See you in year 10, folks.
To avoid risk is to avoid progress.
Joe Kramer here, composer from Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. This podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network will self-destruct in 5 seconds.